Coming up, Tariq El-Bashir, Comcast Sportsnet on the Redskins facing the Falcons. Might be an important man down. We'll talk to him at 8:05. But it is a Wednesday. John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, joins us each and every Wednesday at this time. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff, personal injury, traffic violations, wills, trust, and more. CowanGates.com. Lays, you are a man of many words. It wasn't pretty Saturday. You're around the team. How would you describe the atmosphere the past couple of days in Blacksburg around this program after what went down last Saturday in Blacksburg?
Well, around the program itself, it's energetic. I thought yesterday's practice was a lot more upbeat than the practices we saw last week going into Pitt, and I thought that's somewhat the way they played against the Panthers, and obviously the coaching staff recognized that as well, because very upbeat yesterday and resilient, I think, but the fan base, that'd be a different description. I think tense right now, certainly here in Blacksburg, and it'd add a little bit of solemn to it, because when you talk about this program, you talk about what it is, it's been a way of life, obviously, for now 3 decades or close to it under Frank Beamer. So when you look at the struggles and you look at where Frank is in his career and where his family is right now in terms of how long they've been here, you talk more about this season and you talk about what it has been, what it might be going forward, and what you need to do to continue that way of life. So that adds to the tension level definitely when you talk about what surrounds this program, I think, having just been here for a few short months.
Absolutely, and I think added upon that was the tone of which Frank talked to us after the game on Saturday. I don't think I've ever heard him so frustrated. Usually, find a way to be optimistic, find a way to paint a better picture, and he was not that after Saturday, nor should he have any reason to be, but it's just not Frank's style. I know you and Mike talk, you know, you get the headsets off, you guys talk after the game, but when you look at what happened last Saturday and kind of what's been happening here the past 2 weeks and maybe before that, what's most concerning about this team right now?
I think the biggest concern to me right now is the concerns that you had going into the season, and as the competition has ratcheted up, Ohio State notwithstanding, that those question marks have come to fruition. And in the meantime, the things that you needed to be there, your bedrock, so to speak, players like Michael Brewer and Kendall Fuller, aren't there. So you've added more questions to the questions you've already had, and unfortunately the answers you got to the initial questions weren't necessarily what you wanted. And what that boils down to is the fact that you need to make some changes. And going back to what you said about Frank Beamer saying we won't stay where we are, we will get back to Tech football, yes, that's what you'd love to hear him say, and I'd like to see the fiery nature out of coach that you don't necessarily see, because he's usual so tranquil and so calm and so poised. But right now you look at the players that you're putting in there, and a lot of them are young, and a lot of them have talent, and a lot of them will be great Hokies down the line. You just don't know if they can be great Hokies on a short week coming up against a very stout team in NC State coming in here on primetime. And you'd look at Yash Nijman, you look at Tremaine Edmonds, you look at Greg Stroman flipping to the other side of the ball. Again, there's a lot of talent there, but there's a lot of inexperience as well.
You mentioned Michael Brewer, back to work, practicing, not cleared for contact, reported a game-time decision for Friday. I said, I'm on record, I would not play him. I would not play him behind this O-line. I want to see the Nijman move. I want to see if that makes a difference. I want to see if they can do better than they did last Saturday. Motley's more mobile. I'd give it another week. What do you think the chances are that Michael Brewer could actually play Friday night?
Well, 50-50 right now, but it's not for that reason, Wes. I don't think you're ever going to back off and say we're not going to put a guy there because we don't have faith in another portion of our offensive unit. You know, if he's good to go, if he's medically ready to play, you're not going to not stick him back there due to paranoia about whether or not you can protect for him. So if you feel as though he gives you a better chance to win and he's medically available to do it, he's going to be out there on Friday night. Now, with that said, I don't know where he is in terms of that collarbone. I know that he is able to throw. I did see him at practice yesterday. He looked pretty good throwing the football, but again, not cleared for contact, and that's the big concern, is the refracture with that. So it'll be up to the medical evaluators here at Tech as to whether or not they feel that's a and I don't want to say risk or gamble, but if that's something that you can feel good about going into. And right now I don't know any more than 50-50 as to whether or not he'd be out there.
I heard him talking yesterday. I read where he was talking about the mats that they're going to put down. They're going to try to work on him being hit and landing on. He's still not been cleared for contact. Did you guys know, I found this out yesterday, we knew there was a break, but the finding out that there was a break in the middle and then there were two other fractures, that it was to that extent, did you know that?
I'm not sure if it was something that was being kept a secret or anything like that, but no, we didn't really investigate. I think in our line of business, we're saying who's out there and what are we going to describe and when is so-and-so else going to be back out there. So the timetable never changed. When it came to Michael Brewer, they were pretty upfront about saying 4 to 6 right off the bat, and that hasn't wavered. So no, I hadn't heard the specifics of the multiple breaks up until yesterday, but at the same time, it hasn't really changed anything. So it's not really a big deal in terms of what we're looking at.
Yeah, I was just wondering, he's got a plate and 6 screws in there, Michael Brewer said. So could be interesting going through the old security line at the airport. John Lazor with us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. The other thing I want to address on offense before we get to defense, before we get to NC State, Frank said he wants the running back rotation pared down. Now, you've been talking about this. I've been talking about this. Fans been talking about this. He says he wants it pared down. What does that mean to you?
Means Trayvon McMillan, I think. And I think you see that general theme with this team right now where they say, look, we've had the veterans, we've been loyal to them, and J.C. Coleman and Trey Edmonds have done some good things. Obviously a setback with Marshawn Williams and Shai McKenzie not there this season. But at the same time, Trayvon McMillan, I think they believe, is if not the future at that position, a big part of that future. And if they're going to go down, they're going to go down swinging with these young athletic players that haven't been tested. And Trayvon McMillan has given you the reason to get more carries. And I think that if I was drawing it up, I think that's where you're going to see them go in terms of getting Trayvon McMillan more touches and more involved over the next couple of weeks.
And you said it, more touches, because you saw less touches on Saturday and you saw the jet sweeps, which not even going to open that can of worms, but you saw less touches. And Friday night, Lays, this team, believe it or not, could be looking at 3 straight games in bad weather if these thunderstorms sit out there in Blacksburg.
I'm going to be furious if that happens, to be quite honest with you, because I haven't had the windows open since the Furman game, my friend, and it's not great. And we've got a phenomenal booth here at Lane Stadium, but if the wind blows right, you can't open them. We couldn't open them on Saturday, and I'd like to get a clearer view. But, yeah, that's something to keep in mind because it definitely throws off the timing, I think, at times, and for whatever odd reason, the communication when you're dealing with that added element. So it's sunny right now in Blacksburg. It hadn't been for about 2 weeks and came back out on Monday afternoon. Thank goodness we needed it on Monday afternoon leading into Tech Talk Live, and hopefully those storms will blow over, go around, do something, and we can have that party like atmosphere here in Blacksburg that I know Brian Marcolini looks forward to so much.